This is the Purpose Mastermind Podcast, and I am Adina Delaney, and I'm here with my fabulous husband, Mark Delaney, and today I am going to interview him.
I love being called fabulous. That was not in the show notes. Like, you didn't, didn't tell you to do that.
I just threw that in there.
You threw that in. I really like that. You should do that more often.
I promise I will do.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to have you on the show. I look forward to you. I need you. I think our listeners want you to do more episodes by yourself.
Yes.
Speaking to women specifically.
Yes. I'm going to get on that.
And I think you should do a podcast episode to specifically to men.
Okay.
On what they can do to really make their wife feel like a queen.
I would love to do.
Will you do that?
Yes,
I will. I got some friends that want to listen to that.
Okay. I will do it.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, before we get started, we need to do an update because a lot of things have been happening recently.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the first one is I left my full-time job. And so we are just a couple months into doing this full-time together. And it's already really exciting seeing our skill sets just jump together and for us to do this as a team.
You know, what is it that we're doing? I was with a young man today and he's a teenager, and he said, "Hey, so I heard my parents were at a cult meeting with you." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he laughed. He called what I do a cult.
Oh, my goodness.
He was just trying to be funny. But, you know, honestly.
Teenagers, they do, yeah.
But I told him, I said, you know, it is kind of hard to describe what we do.
Yeah.
How do we describe what we do?
Well, we help people to live their best, bold life, no matter what faces them. And it takes a mindset to handle all the things that are thrown at you.
You know, if someone has their car breakdown, they take it to
a mechanic.
If someone has something wrong with their body, they go to some kind of doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If your teeth are hurting, you go to a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if your life is hurting? What if your life is hurting?
Yeah.
And so this young man was challenging me. He said, "What category do you fit in?" I said, "I don't fit in a category."
You hate to be in categories.
I don't like being in categories. I said, "I'm not a life coach. I don't want to be a life coach. I don't want people to have me as their life coach. I want to be people's friend."
Mm-hmm.
The reality is the reason that we do what we do is because no one else is doing what we're doing.
Right.
Not the way we do it.
Right. Not the way that we do it.
Not the way we do it. Neither one of us desire to be business owners.
No.
Neither one of us have like this entrepreneurial burn that we want to do our own thing.
Yeah.
I think both of us would just as well work for an organization and serve the organization. And
we've loved our experiences doing that in the past.
Yeah. We've worked for great places. And we're doing this because there's no other place doing it. What we do is a blend of counseling and discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
We help people pursue their best bold life through the lens of a biblical worldview.
Yes.
How has God designed us that we can live the abundant and full life that we are made for?
And when we do this, I see a lot of people chasing something that's kind of like with the current of a stream, and they think that they need a specific something in order to help them. But really, you know, what I'm seeing is people don't have it on their radar to ask the kind of questions that we help people walk through.
Yeah. Let's face it. All of our lives are the same. You listening, my story, Adina's story. That we're born with these instincts that our life is going to amount to something, that we're going to experience the great things like love and joy, and our life has purpose, and there's something for us to do in this world. But at some point, all of us has something happen, and it threatens us to think, you know what? It'll never be for me. I'll never have what I was meant for in life. And we can spend the rest of our life being a student of what went wrong, the circumstance, what messed us up. And because life got messed up, we end up coping and we get trapped in all kinds of behaviors and habits, and we become a student of our problems. So we study our past and we study our problems and we forget our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And what we tell people is, no matter what's happened to you or because of you, no matter what habits you have, you can know your purpose. And when a person knows their purpose and they start pursuing it, they have power to then face their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they can look at their past differently and realize their past can be but fuel for their future.
Absolutely.
So what we do is basically counseling. We just don't call it counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people, and I'm not against counseling, but oftentimes what people do with counseling is they go to focus on their problem. But our problem is usually never our problem. It's just the outgrowth of it. It's mm-hmm. just the fruit of it. It's not. And so the more we focus as humans on our problem, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So we help people get their life back.
Yes.
When they get their life back, then they have the ability to face their problems, mm-hmm. even joyfully. Like, we can face our problems joyfully, and then we can see our past in a whole different light. So that's why we do what we do, because we don't know any other place or category that's doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We are simply compelled that people must know their purpose, because without knowing our purpose, we end up pursuing all kinds of things that we just don't have to pursue.
Yeah, there's a lot of distractions.
A lot of distractions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the distractions is things like entertainment. We certainly get distracted by our own problems and our weaknesses and struggles. And we lose sight of what we were made for.
Yes.
So we just got a delivery in the mail.
Yes, we've got our version 2 Purpose Mastermind booklets. We're really excited about that. Put a lot of work into making it be a really great experience for mm-hmm. Everyone who walks through the Purpose Mastermind. Pictures content, and yeah. stories and all sorts of things that are just bring a simple version of how to live life into just a possible next step for them.
You know, I don't want to get us too far off track today, but I love doing the Purpose Mastermind with people. But sometimes it's hard to convince them to do it.
When
people have problems, they want you to talk about their problems.
I know. They really do.
It feels like to solve the problem, I must talk about it. But it isn't the problem. I think we can all become like the bull in the arena. I did some research on bullfighting recently. Don't ask why, but I did. And in some countries, what they would do is they would drug the bull before the fight. They wouldn't feed it or give it water. And then right before the fight, they would let it drink all it wanted. And the bull would get bloated, so it couldn't move as well. They would also put Vaseline in its eyes so that it couldn't see as well. And then the bull is released into this arena, and it's in this rage. It's in a horrible place. And this matador holds up this little carpet, and the bull wants something to hit. The bull wants to destroy something. And when it comes to our problems, it's like that carpet that we're trying to chase. I got to get rid of that problem, get rid of that problem, stop that problem. And we feel like that's what we should do. And what people need to be reminded of is, you're a 2,000-pound bull. You're a bull. Why are you chasing a carpet? You don't have to chase the carpet. How people think about their problems is 10 times worse than the actual problem. So that doesn't explain really what we do. It just explains why we do what we do. We're simply compelled that people must know their purpose so they can pursue it boldly. So any other updates?
Well, we're going to have a couple of grandbabies in September, and it's going to change our world, and we're really excited. We're looking forward to it and can't wait to meet them and to live life with them.
2 grandbabies.
Yep.
In September. And they're not twins.
Nope. They're almost twins. They're going to be cousin twins because they're due in the same week, which is kind of awesome all in itself. So mm-hmm. I think September is going to be kind of busy.
Yes, it is. So both of our sons' wives are pregnant, and that's very exciting. So we gave an update on the Mastermind that we have new booklets. The core content's the same, but we've made it better for people to go through. We've also designed it. We are in the process of training other facilitators to take people through the Mastermind. So that's very exciting. So we're doing the mastermind. We did it in a prison recently. We do this with couples one-on-one. We do this with individuals one-on-one. We're going to do this in a school this year. Mm. We don't know what school yet. I don't have the time to go beg a bunch of schools and work hard, but we're going to find one school that says, we want you. And we're going to get a sponsor, and we're going to do it for a school at no cost to the school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do. So if you're listening to this and you know a school in the Tulsa area, now if you want to pay to fly us somewhere, we'll do that. But particularly if you're in the Tulsa area and you know a school, you want your juniors and seniors to know their purpose, reach out to us. We will do the work of getting a sponsor, and the school won't pay a dime for it. We'll help your juniors and seniors know their purpose.
Yeah, but in addition to these updates, I wanted to kind of ask you a question, something that you chase after. I want you to just kind of talk about it and explain it a little bit. You have this mantra that you talk about, and it just intrigues me, and I think our listeners want to hear about it too. So I just wanted to ask you to kind of just explain that.
Well, I've lost my train of thought already because you said I intrigue you, and anytime you say that to me, I got to tell you, a husband loves to hear his wife say, you intrigue me. After 30 years, it feels really good to hear you say that. This isn't the first time you've said that.
No, it won't be the last either.
So, yes, the mantra. I left teaching, I guess, 5 years ago. And many of you know that story. I felt like there was more in me that I had to give in life. I felt like as a man, I was descending. I was playing it safe. I was living for comfort and security, and that's all. Comfort, security, and a little bit of image. That's all I cared about, comfort, security, and image. But inside of me, there was something more that I had to give, and so I just pulled the plug on teaching, and I embarked on a journey and had no clue what I was doing. I knew that I wanted to make a big difference in people's lives, and it's become the Purpose Mastermind. But along the journey, I did not know where I was going or how I was going to get there. And I being out there in the middle of nowhere, in such a lost place, I developed this thing, I called it the mantra, that gave me a perspective to look at every single day. How am I going to approach every single day? Because when you're lost, you can look at life and you can think a thousand different things. And every moment, just change your thinking. Try this, try that. Go here, go there, think this way. Should I be anxious? Should I be bold? Should I have faith? Should I ask questions? How do I think about me? So this mantra became this very simple mindset that I bring into my everyday. It's very simply put, at the top of the piece of paper, it has a heading. It says, only be strong and courageous. That's the heading. The reason it says that is because it's easy for us to look at ourselves and say, well, when I'm ready, after I've done this, then I can do something. Once I change this, I can do something. I look at every day and I say, only be strong and courageous, because I'll never be ready. I will never have everything all lined up. Nothing will ever be all prepared, but I can be bold and courageous every single day. So that's the heading. But under that heading, there are two simple action steps that I know I must do consistently. I must do these two things. And whenever I feel like I'm getting off, I think about one of these two things. Number one, trust the people under my nose. Mm. There are, in the entrepreneurial space that I had to enter, there are thousands of voices out there. And everyone is saying, you know, read this book, do this thing. Everyone is saying, I can help you get here to there. And you can sign up for all these different email lists, and everyone can bombard you with what they think you should know and why you should do work with them. And everything you go to just further tells you that you don't know enough yet unless you follow this person and do what this person says. I have learned that the most important people in my life are people that are under my nose. If I need information, I'm going to go to someone that I know, like, and trust. Mm. And hopefully they know, like, and trust me. I'm going to ask that person. I am going to go to a friend before I go to a book by a stranger. Mm, now, books are great. Reading is a good thing. But if I go to read a book, let's say something about leadership, I don't know what book I should read. If I go to buy a book about leadership, I'll probably buy the one that sounds most interesting to me, that probably fits how I already think. What I probably need to do is read a book that challenges me in a way of thinking I need to develop. That book won't sound interesting to me on the bookshelf. But if I go to a friend and I talk to him about a struggle I'm having with something in life or business or whatnot, and my friend says, "Have you heard of this book?" Because my friend knows me and my friend knows the book. Mm. Now I'm interested in that book. So more than the voice of a stranger, that first thing I remind myself is trust the people under my nose. That has been a lifeline to me. Mm. Because what else that does, when I trust the people under my nose, it causes me to develop powerful relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That we all need in our life.
So good.
I probably have 10 people that I feel pretty strongly that I can reach out to them with a number of different things. And they are ready to drop what they're doing and be of some kind of support. Mm. That is a critical, critical thing. I don't think anyone can do anything important in life unless they have other people pretty close to them. Life is simply too hard. And doing important things, and we're all doing important things with our life, every single one of us. We're doing important things. We must have important relationships in our life. Mm. I can read the book by a stranger, but I can't call that author. But my friend who knows me and I know them, we can have a phone call. So my mantra, only be strong and courageous. Number one, trust the people under my nose. And number two, take the next step.
Oh, so good.
Simply take the next step. When I feel like I'm getting stale, it's probably because I'm not taking the next step. If I feel like life is getting kind of stinky, well, I am a sheep. If I'm not stepping, I'm going to be standing in my own stink. So I got to keep stepping. So that is the second thing that I remind myself of. What's the next step? Not far down the road, just right in front of me. What is the next thing? And it's usually a phone call. It's usually just a phone call. It's usually asking someone a question. It's usually spending a little bit of money. It's just usually an awkward step, maybe a little uncomfortable, nothing unbelievable. But those two things keep me strong and courageous. Trust the people under my nose and take the next step. That is my mantra.
Wow, I love that. I mean, you need something powerful to drive you, but it has to be simple. I like how you didn't make it be complicated.
If it's complex, it only confuses us. I heard someone say, we were at lunch, and one of our sons said that he stumbled across a message late last night of a preacher talking about how to know God's will, which, what a captivating conversation that is. You hear someone say, how to know God's will. And then what did he say? Do you recall?
The first question was just amazing. And, you know, ask this question of yourself. And the second question was amazing. And the only thing is he never stopped saying, and now ask this question, and now ask this question. And he went on to, it was 12, 15 questions. Yeah. And at some point, it's kind of like, it's just a guarantee that I can't do it all.
Yeah, 15 questions to know God's will.
Yeah.
Life must be simple. I love what Fred Rogers said. Mm. life is simple but deep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we live in a culture that offers the constant complex and the shallow. I spent a couple nights ago with 11 leaders of men. And we were talking about leading men. And I talked to them about how my whole life has been really up close to families. Literally thousands of families you and I have watched up close.
Mm-hmm.
From the youngest of ages through high school, through college, watching people's lives progress. What causes people to live a life of legacy is simple things done consistently.
Oh, I agree.
And what causes destruction and despair are those simple things not done.
Mm-hmm.
It's the simple stuff.
It really is.
So this mantra, it's so important to me. Because when we wake up, there are so many ways that we can look at life. The mantra becomes like a pair of glasses I wear that just give me a way of thinking that keeps me moving forward in a strong and courageous way. So that's why I have a mantra. I'm going to put you on the spot. You interviewed me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a mantra?
I have a mantra. Not, I don't really think of it as like a mantra, but I really like to have a right heart posture when I look at whatever's in front of me. There's a lot of pulls in life, a lot of pressures and pushes, and I really want to make sure what I'm doing is healthy. I just chase that.
Let me cut you off just for a second. If you're listening to this, if you don't know Adina, what she just said, I have watched this for 30 years. There is no doubt that you having a right heart posture is so important to you. And for 30 years, you have, I don't know if this is how I was saying it. I feel like you've held yourself accountable to that. That seems to be the thing that you constantly do is hold yourself accountable to keeping a right heart mindset.
Yeah. It's even more important than chasing the end result of something, because that has so many things that I can't control. But the right heart posture in relationships or projects or anything that's in front of me, I really want to have the right heart posture. And then if I realize I don't, I am really focused on, okay, what is it I need to do? What is it? And I always look for something simple, because complicated things have been a part of my life in the past, and it's kind of unsustainable and unattainable to keep chasing after complicated things. It's exhausting, and it causes me to melt down or to blast in anger or something. And so I try to find simple things. So for me, if I was to have a mantra and to say it at this point, it would be like maybe the heart posture of Queen Esther, where, you know, when she was called and told to, you know, go to the king and, you know, save the lives of her people, and the things that I see her chasing her life with, number one was courage. If she went to the king and he didn't want her for some reason, he'd put his scepter down and she'd be dead. Like, he's done that before. So she had to have courage to go in front of him, and skipping part of the story, but just saying the big pieces. And she was also humble. You know how you said you need your community of people, your quality relationships. She was humble and said, hey, I can't do this without help. So she went to her community and said, hey, I need your support. And the other thing is I think courage is great, but I think courage without wisdom is sometimes interesting, we'll call it. And so I want to make sure that there's wisdom involved as well. So she invited him to two dinners, and at the second dinner, she gave a request. And so I just see in my life, I want to have a balance, like a chair with three legs. I need to be courageous. I need to find those steps, and I need to take them. But I need to have wisdom. It's not going to just be what I think. My emotions can take me on any trip or into any ditch. But I also want to have humility, and I need people around me. So if you were to ask me today what my mantra is, I pretty much chase that full throttle, and that's one way that I look at it.
Well, friends, thanks for listening in to this conversation. If we can do something for you, I want you to reach out to us. If we can be of support to you and your journey, reach out to us. You can email me at mark@markdelaney.me.
And you can email me at Adina, A-D-E-N-A, at markdelaney.me.
Yeah, I want to say this in wrapping up to you. If you're listening to this, I don't have any doubt that you have some kind of challenge in your life. I just want to remind you that it's okay that you have that challenge. Having that challenge in your life does not mean that you're losing. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've messed up. It probably means you're a human being living on planet Earth. And that problem, that challenge you're facing, can be used for opportunity. Find the opportunity and take on the day. Thanks for listening. And as we always say, I'll say it again. Your life has a purpose. You can know that purpose. And you can be set free to pursue it boldly. Now go take on the day.